This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, The Quest for a Coronavirus Vaccine. For many communities in the U.S., vaccines and vaccine trials bring to mind an ugly and painful history of unethical research and experimentation that was led or sanctioned by the U.S. government. The Navajo Nation, which lies in Arizona, Utah, and New Mexico, is the largest Indian reservation in the U.S. They've been hit hard by the virus, which has also had a very high death rate there. Still, people say they have a difficult time trusting a vaccine. Reporter Anthony Wallace has more.
The last time I visited the Navajo Nation, I was in Pinyon, Arizona, a four-hour drive from where I live in Phoenix. It was a Thursday morning, but nobody was rushing to school or work. As the orange and purple sunrise illuminated distant mountains and gave way to daylight in the expansive desert, the only noise came from birds. The unusual quiet is a result of COVID-19 mitigation measures. In the early months of the pandemic, the reservation had a higher infection rate than any U.S. state, and its president, Jonathan Nez, enacted strict lockdowns to stop the spread. Since then, schools have been empty of students, they've had nightly curfews, and on the weekends, all businesses, including grocery stores and gas stations, are closed. People driving there risk getting citations at police checkpoints. The reservation goes dark and quiet. But in mid-September, there is a frenzy of virtual activity happening on Facebook. President Nez made an announcement. The Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine trial was coming to the Navajo Nation, and they were looking for volunteers.
The first thing I thought was just, no, you know, why is this happening?
That's Roxanne Sosi. She and others were not happy to hear Navajos would be a part of the trials. The comment section under the announcement lit up with concerns from the Navajo people. She and many other commenters had a similar sentiment. Do not trust the government. We are not guinea pigs.
Hearing about it just runs through the whole quick history in your head. It just kind of makes me sick, you know?
And the news of the trials came at a really tough time. The reservation is a small community, and the virus hit it so hard. Everybody I talk to knows somebody who's gotten sick or passed away. Roxanne lost 4 family members to the virus and one of her close friends, who was just 46.
When I lost my friend, you know, get choked up. But that was the one that hit me the hardest because, you know, she left behind her kids and it was just tough.
In a way, the vaccine trial points to progress and an end to the pandemic. But for Roxanne and so many others, it triggers painful memories.
I mean, it's just massive amounts of history that's been swept under the rug and under the table.
In her mind, this history goes back to the moment Christopher Columbus arrived in the Americas. These first Europeans brought deadly smallpox, influenza, and measles with them, and tens of millions of indigenous people died within decades. Settlers waged war on native populations and uprooted them from their homes through brutal forced migrations. And again, they've been harmed under the guise of receiving care. From blankets infected with smallpox in the 1700s to the forced sterilization of thousands of Native women in the 1970s, the Native American population has taken hit after hit, and their numbers have dwindled.
I just feel like we're basically the invisible race in the United States, you know, Indians across the board.
Roxanne and so many others who descend from those who survived just don't trust the Western world and the U.S. government when it comes to health and medicine.
I will say that one of my favorite sayings is that progress happens at the speed of trust. The best time to have established trust was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. The second best time is today.
This is Shmuel Shoham. He's an infectious disease expert with Johns Hopkins and helps oversee coronavirus trials happening in the Navajo Nation. He's working on a plasma trial funded by the U.S. Department of Defense, and it's raised similar skepticism as the vaccine trials. He says it's critical to include different populations in the trials, and he's excited to have the Navajo people on board.
So it's important to, when looking at data, to have it reflective of the people that actually have the disease itself.
He says volunteers are coming out for the trials, and he hopes enrollment picks up as they progress. But he understands the hesitancy in the history.
We had enough. We had enough as Diné people. We had enough.
This is Travis Teller. He's a researcher at Diné College. Diné means the people in the Navajo language, and it's usually the word they use to refer to themselves. Travis is a traditional Navajo medicine man. They're spiritual leaders for people on the reservation and safeguards of its ancient culture and language. When the pandemic hit, Navajo people flocked to them for help. Many of the medicine men, Travis says, were exposed to the virus, and several died after contracting it.
We need to think of one another as human existence, human beings, as one, because we're being treated so bad out here on the Navajo reservation.
He says if Johns Hopkins or the Indian Health Services worked harder to collaborate with medicine men like himself, it could improve the mistrust problem on the reservation.
Medicine people are willing to share. It's just that nobody is willing to work with them, or nobody is willing to reach out to them. IHS kind of puts them on a back burner.
Jamie Watchman Johnson lives on the Navajo Reservation in New Mexico. She's had personal experience with controversial medical practices involving Native Americans.
Oh, I'm holding my daughter. Her name is Heshjabot. She's almost 2 months old today.
She's very well-behaved. Very
so far, yeah.
Her daughter's name means spirit of a woman warrior. And this past spring, just before she was born, Loveless Hospital in Albuquerque was secretly testing Native American women for COVID-19 and separating them from their newborn children while waiting for test results. The state of New Mexico is investigating the scandal now. But even knowing this, Jamie went there to deliver her baby.
But I still went there because I figured that they had learned their lesson and they did treat me well and they didn't separate me from my baby.
Despite the history and her own experiences, Jamie remains optimistic. She said she would take the vaccine once it's fully approved. She just hopes her fellow Diné people know what they're getting themselves into when they volunteer for the trials.
You know, it's 2020, and we think that the doctors have learned their lesson, you know, and everybody wants the best interest for everyone, you know.
But Jamie seems to be in the minority. Nobody else I talked to said they were willing to take that leap. They were concerned about the safety of the vaccine and just weren't ready to put all that horrible history behind them.
That was Anthony Wallace reporting. He covers health disparities in the Southwest as a graduate student at Arizona State University's Walter Cronkite School of Journalism in partnership with PBS Arizona.